Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Indictments flying in Washington.
Manafort has been dogged for a long time now with questions of financial double dealing. He had many contracts, shady contracts with Eastern European governments in Ukraine and other places.
I expected it to be someone a little smaller in the scale of the investigation, trying to put pressure on that person to give evidence on those above him.
I'm Tim Wenger on the podcast. Monday came fast and furious in the political wonderland that is Washington. The White House declining comment as President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and a former business associate, Rick Gates, are surrendering to authorities. It's all part of the Robert Mueller probe into that much-talked-about Russian collusion into the U.S. election. Aaron Katursky was on the air breaking it down with legal analyst Royal Oaks as the news became known Monday morning.
People could say that Paul Manafort shouldn't be too shocked. A reporting indicated that when Mueller's team raided his home, picked his lock, raided that Virginia home in July, they indicated to him that there were plans to indict him. They went through his computer files, and of course, he's been under scrutiny because of his lobbying work overseas and business transactions. The FBI has reportedly been looking at suspicious wire transfers possibly linked to Paul Manafort, but of course, we don't really know what they feel that they have on him right now. We just know that the reporting indicates that, yes, he and his associate will be indicted.
We're speaking with ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks as we get word of the first indictments to be handed up by the special counsel, Robert Mueller, in the five-month-long investigation into Russian interference into the U.S. presidential election and possible collusion by members of the Trump campaign. Royal, let's just talk process for a minute. These guys surrender to federal authorities in D.C., then what?
Well, we don't know if the indictment is actually going to be unsealed. Sometimes they don't get unsealed because people involved in the prosecution don't want to interfere with the investigation. They don't want to disclose information that doesn't have to be disclosed at this early stage. But at some point, we are going to have it unsealed. Reportedly, a federal judge has ordered the charges to remain sealed at the request of Mueller. But then, of course, the big question is going to be precisely what is being alleged here. Of course, the president is potentially vulnerable in a couple of areas. Did he collude with Russians to influence the election? Was he personally involved? Did he know what his staff was doing? And secondly, did he try to interfere with the investigation into the Russia meddling before taking office after firing James Comey? What about the firing of James Comey? These are all the potential issues that are hovering over the presidency. But at this point, we don't know anything about a connection or a nexus between allegations against Rick Gates, against Paul Manafort, and any potential implication that might involve the president. We simply have to wait. We do know that Mueller has been using what is some people have called a scorched earth strategy, designed to intimidate witnesses so that they perhaps would cooperate, cut deals. The objective allegedly being to point fingers at people higher up the food chain. This is all speculation as to the strategy. We're going to find out a little bit more about their thinking, I would think, very soon, Aaron.
Royal Oaks isn't shocked, nor, it seems, are most political watchers.
This was pretty much expected. It had been foreshadowed that Mueller, the special counsel, was going to issue indictments.
Steve Roberts is a political analyst and talks here with Susan and Brian.
Paul Manafort was briefly Trump's campaign manager. But the real question is not Manafort. It's what Manafort can say about other people. The way these investigations are constructed, prosecutors will go after someone like Manafort, indict him, and then say, okay, you want to stay out of jail, talk to us and cut a better deal. And so what I think has to be really troubling the White House this morning is what does Manafort know and what can he tell prosecutors about other people who are even closer to the president than Manafort?
How much are we going to learn? Will the indictment be sealed or unsealed, do you think?
Good question. And I don't know the answer to that. Manafort has been dogged for a long time now with questions of financial double dealing. He had many contracts, shady contracts with Eastern European governments and Ukraine and other places. My best guess is these indictments will focus mainly on his financial dealings. But as I say, the real more serious question is, what can he say, having been in so many of these meetings during the campaign when he was campaign advisor, if there is anything there, if there is anything there to the suspicion of Trump campaign collusion with the Russians, Paul Manafort would know that. So the real question is not so much what he's being charged with, but what he can say about others.
Is the president worried this morning? Should he be worried?
Of course he's worried. That's why over the weekend you saw this flurry of tweets from the president trying to, in very classic fashion, distract attention from what he knew was going to be these indictments today. And he repeatedly, in many tweets over the weekend, kept trying to say, the real issue is Hillary Clinton. The real issue is, did she collude with the Russians in terms of producing a dossier of damaging information about Trump? Did she have anything to do with an obscure deal that allowed Russian companies to control some of America's uranium supply? And what about Hillary's emails? This is classic Trump trying to flood the zone with distractions. And Republicans on Capitol Hill have cooperated. They last week announced two new investigations into Hillary Clinton. But in the end, I don't think it's going to work. I think that the focus is very clearly on Manafort. It's on Rick Gates, his associates. And it's on the overriding question of the Mueller investigation, which is, did the Trump campaign have any knowledge of the Russian attempts, which are pretty well proven, to disrupt the American election? What really was the relationship there? That's the key question.
All right. Is a pardon possible by the president?
Absolutely. And this is not only is a pardon possible, but if Trump gets angry enough, there is the possibility of him trying to fire the special prosecutor. Of course, that would raise echoes of the famous Saturday Night Massacre during the Watergate investigation, when that's exactly what Richard Nixon did. And of course, that helped lead to his impeachment. I think even a lot of Republicans would be deeply alarmed if Donald Trump, you know, his pardon power is very strong. There's no doubt that from a legal point of view, the president has virtually unlimited power to pardon. But if people, if prosecutors and others say he's using this power to impede an investigation, to obstruct justice, then that becomes a different question. And just because he has the power to issue pardons does not mean he's immune from the consequences of issuing those pardons.
Looking at the investigation itself, Mueller has been tight-lipped. I mean, absolutely no leaks. Nobody knew about this until the moment it happened. Do you expect that to continue moving forward? I mean, is it even worth guessing at some of these things because we won't know it until it happens?
I think you're right about that. Mueller is a real professional, and he has hired around him a core of very seasoned prosecutors. That's one of the reasons why the Trump White House is so alarmed, because this is not a fly-by-night. This is not a congressional investigation. This is not Democrats making speeches about Trump. This is a hardcore professional investigation by very seasoned, very experienced prosecutors who know how to look for these kinds of connections, know how to unearth these kinds of documents, know what to look for. And as part of that code, as part of that professionalism, is secrecy. And Mueller's been very successful in enforcing secrecy so far, and I expect that to continue.
But not all saw it unfolding quite the way it seems to be.
Well, I'm not totally surprised because Paul's attorneys were told by the FBI, by the investigation, by Mueller's team, that he was going to be indicted.
Political strategist and WBEN contributor Michael Caputo saw it all a little differently. and thinks there's no there there.
But really, the timing was not unusual and not unexpected, because we had all kind of been warned by the news media. I expected it to be someone a little smaller in the scale of the investigation, trying to put pressure on that person to put to give evidence on those above him. But, you know, I was also a little surprised about Rick Gates being in the jackpot this morning. But Rick is, you know, has been at Paul's side for many, many years. I've known both of them for 35 years.
You know, Mueller's played this close to the vest. Is it worth it to speculate on what the charges might be, or do we just have to wait and see at this point?
We just have to wait and see. But I've heard a lot because I'm kind of in on the margin of this whole thing. And my understanding is that these are about financial crimes, alleged financial crimes, that have zero to do with the president, something to do with international finance, whether it's banking or taxes. It's not clear. But these charges, my understanding, go back to long before Paul Manafort set foot on that campaign floor. And that just goes to show you that there's no collusion. There's just an investigation.
A lot of people are speculating, will Manafort cooperate and turn on other Trump aides? Do you think it's even going to go there?
No, it's not going to happen, because there's nothing to tell. That's the travesty of all of this. There is absolutely no Russian collusion. They have no evidence of Russian collusion. Now they're charging Paul Manafort and his right-hand man, Rick Gates, with crimes that have nothing to do with Russia or Trump, in order to try to get them to give evidence that doesn't exist. So this is going to complicate things, not simplify them. And as much cheerful celebration as you're seeing on the left this morning, it's going to get very frustrating for Clinton allies who are trying so very hard to blame Russia for her loss, because there's no Russia here.
You mentioned you're kind of on the fringes here, but are you expecting to be called to testify, for a testimony, to be involved in this investigation somehow? Because this is much different from what's happening in Congress.
Well, I've testified before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, and I'm still interacting with them through Dennis Vacco, my attorney, who I'm deeply grateful for Dennis's advice and counsel on this. I've also been in touch with the Senate Intelligence Committee, and Dennis and his team are interacting with them on my behalf. It's not clear whether they'll call me to testify. I have never heard from the Mueller investigation, and I don't expect to, but if I heard from them, I'd cooperate completely. Now, this is a very expensive enterprise, as you can imagine. I don't have a role in any allegations of collusion. I guess on the scale of things, I'm considered a witness. But if I were going to hear from the Mueller investigation, I would guess I would have heard from them by now. You know, people are asking me when I went to bed last night, did I lock the door double? You know, did I go to bed in my clothes in case the FBI came along? I didn't. I didn't feel the least bit exposed to arrest or anything like that, since they've never even spoken to me.
What about the president? This is close to him.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. I mean, the fact of the matter is, this investigation is about Trump-Russia collusion. And they're trying to triangulate the president by going after people who worked for him. The fact of the matter is, there is no collusion. Donald Trump would never work with a foreign government in order to win the election. He would never collude with Russia in order to beat Hillary Clinton. He wouldn't tolerate that kind of activity in his ranks. What we have here is an investigation driven by bogus information, that Trump dossier to begin with, the Russia dossier, and allegations that are being thrown around by irresponsible parties on the Democrat side who simply want to tie the president's hands so he can't get his agenda passed. Also, we have the rather pitiful people out there who are trying to say that Hillary Clinton only lost because Vladimir Putin wanted her to. It's kind of sad for them.
So a lot of Democrats saying this is the first shoe to drop. You think this is totally separate from any Russia? It's a separate thing he's being indicted on.
I do not believe that there is any Russian collusion at the Trump campaign at any level. I believe the Russians were trying to get in touch with the campaign and trying to influence the election. I've said that from the very beginning. The Russians have been trying to influence our election since the 1940s. But do I believe that an indictment of Paul Manafort and Rick Gates will lead to some kind of information on Russian collusion? No. I don't. In fact, I know for a fact it won't. And those of you are out there who are clinking their your champagne glasses this morning, enjoy your bottle, because that's the last one you're going to get.
Much more all day on WBEN and, of course, on demand at WBEN.com. Back tomorrow.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.